flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special Super Bowl edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby's got caught up a little bit in traffic in New Orleans, so he'll be joining me in just a few minutes. So want to tell everybody that we'll be here at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi from 1 to 4 today. Come on by and visit us if you're in the area. Come on by, tell us hello, talk a little bit about the game itself. And again, we'll be here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then LSU basketball a little bit later on tonight. Let's see if they can get a W for the men's basketball team. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. I got to see him all week long. Jim Derry from Datitude with Times Picayune Advocate. Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Again, finally got to talk to you for a lengthy bit of time, and we had a great time over the week in the convention center. But man, they didn't hardly let us take down everything. Man, they had the construction crew ready to rip everything down about 6:30 last night.
That's why I didn't even go in there yesterday, Mike. I stayed home and did my show yesterday from my home studio. And I was telling my cousin a little while ago, I've never been so excited for something and ready for it to be over all at the same time in my life.
Yeah, it was a great time. So many people in the city, and you know, you and I grew up here in Louisiana, and to see that happen here for the 11th time and how this has grown. And that's the first question I was going to ask you throughout your years, to see the growth of the Super Bowl. I remember Super Bowl IV and, you know, the first one here. I don't remember Super Bowl I. Now, I was a little young for that one. But I do remember Super Bowl II, and how I remember it is so much talk that was Vince Lombardi's last game, and you know, seeing him take that memorable ride on the shoulders of Jerry Krame and company off the field. It was the last game Lombardi coached with the Packers. Now, he had a 1 year out and then said, man, I got enough of this. I'm getting bored. I know the feeling. I got to get back in the game. And he coached 1 year with the Washington Redskins before his life got taken away. But the growth of the Super Bowl throughout your lifetime, it's just amazing to watch, because it's not just a sporting event anymore, Jim. It's an entertainment event.
Yeah, and I remember my dad telling me you could get tickets back to Super Bowl IV for like $15-$20, and it wasn't that big of a deal, and anybody could go, and it was a lot of fun. The earliest one I really remember in New Orleans, I remember like 7 or 8, I think, overall, but the earliest one I remember in New Orleans is Super Bowl XII, which was Dallas and Denver. I was a little kid back then, but that was the first one in the Superdome. And, you know, it was a big deal, but every single time it's come, I showed some compare and contrast photos from Media Day back in 2002 when the Patriots and Rams played here. And the difference between Media Day then and now, it's like night and day. And we're just talking about 23 years ago. So, I mean, it's grown immensely just in the last 10 to 15 years. And this is, you know, walking into the convention center on Monday to go to Radio Row, and basically that's where my office was all week long, yours too. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that. It was like wall to wall, just media people from everywhere. And a lot of those people, in fact, a vast majority of them aren't even going to the game. You know, they were just here to be on Radio Row, and it was a revolving door of people coming to, on your show as well as my show, just coming to talk. And I just don't think I've ever seen anything like it. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I'll never forget, it's a story, I don't know, maybe I told it to you. I know I told it to a couple of different people. When Dave Dixon was a big part of getting the Super Bowl here, and Dave had hired some people to do, you know, weather reports of what happened in that week over the last 10 years to give them a snapshot of what New Orleans was all about. And it, you know, 9 out of the 10 years, the weather was in the 70s. It was sunny. It was cool, breezy. And so Super Bowl IV, it was a cold, dreary day. A couple years later, when the Cowboys played the Dolphins, it was sunny and bright, but it was the coldest Super Bowl ever played outdoors in Tulane Stadium.
And then still.
And then a couple years later, the Steelers played the Vikings. Cold, dreary day. And I remember, you know, Mr. Dixon telling me that he meets up with Papa Bear Hallis. You know, this is the guy who started the NFL. And he said, Dave, how much money did you pay those meteorologists to come up with that report? And he, you know, Dave was like, you know, said Mr. Hallis, he was like, Dave, just get your money back. They didn't do you a good job. And he said, Mike, you had to hear it. Because he said, you know, Papa Bear had a bit of a sense of humor to him. But he said, man, he was sort of sticking it to me. And he said, then we got the one in the dome. So it's been a great kind of evolution of it. And what they were selling is the fact that beautiful weather. But, you know, you and I, over the last 2 weeks, we see this warm 80-degree weather. And 2 weeks ago, we were battling snow, you know, unprecedented events. So you never really know. You know, you might think it's that old Jim Moore line. You might think you know, but you really don't know.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Look, Thursday when I was walking around and I wanted to go and get some film at an NFL experience before I went back to my car, and I had to walk all the way to the other side of the convention center. Let me tell you, when I was walking back to my car Thursday afternoon, I was sweating bullets. So you're right. I mean, we go from snow a couple of weeks ago and the kids being off, you can't go anywhere for 2 days, and, you know, record setting snow. And we got down to 13 degrees at my house here in Mandeville, and to 81 degrees on Thursday. And so it just goes to it's a crapshoot. It's like you had the silver slipper. You might as well gamble on what the weather's going to be like 3 weeks from now, because none of us have any clue what it's going to be like, and neither did a meteorologist. So Papa Bear would have loved it in New Orleans this week. Oh,
he would love it this week. Jim, your thoughts on the game? The line has really not moved. It's either been 1 or 1.5. The over and under has moved a little bit. Man, we came here a couple of weeks ago. It was my original seeing it online was 45. When I got here, it had already jumped to 46.5. It went to 49.5, and then now it's kind of went between 48.5 and 49.5. Your thoughts on the game itself, and man, we watching history here. You can dislike the Chiefs all you want, but they are playing for history. And the fact that no team in the history of the National Football League has ever won 3 Super Bowls in a row, and you got an opportunity this week to watch it here in New Orleans.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, whether Kansas City wins or doesn't win, I mean, you're talking about, there's no question they're in dynasty land now, and what Andy Reid has been able to do there is just insane, and something that, you know, when we're old and gray and sitting, well, I mean, we're getting there now, but I mean, 20 years from now, when we're talking, when somebody wants to talk to us about this era, there's no question that Kansas City is going to be the team that we talk about. But as far as this game goes, look, we had our Scott Rabelais was asking, did a thing on all the staffers made their predictions. And, you know, for 2 years I've been saying never bet against God, never bet against Patrick Mahomes. But something this year, Mike, I'm going to do it, and I'll probably regret it. I'll be mumbling to myself after the game is over, you big dummy. You told yourself not to bet against God, and you did it anyway. but I'm going to do it. I just think Saquon Barkley makes that much of a difference. I think the Eagles are a better football team anyway. Nothing against Kansas City. I thought they were the best team in the AFC. I thought they deserved to go to the Super Bowl. Some people don't believe that, but I think they're the best team in the AFC. But Philadelphia's played like a team of destiny. You remember when the Saints went to Miami in the 2009 season and then went back there to play the Super Bowl? I think it's a similar thing here for Philly. It's just a team of destiny. They played here in week three. They found a way to win. It was a low-scoring, ugly game. I think they win a higher-scoring game in this one. It's a lot of fun. But I think Saquon Barkley is that big of a difference. And I think in the trenches, as good as Kansas City is, I think Philadelphia is going to be just a little bit better. They're going to be able to put a rush on Mahomes. And I think the Eagles sneak out of here. And I mean sneak. I think it's going to come down in the last couple minutes. Sneak out of here with a victory.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Victory. It's funny you talk about the better team, and sometimes it works out that way, sometimes it's not. This was years ago, and John Madden came on this show, and this is Buddy DiLiberto and I doing a second guess. And he talked about he was an assistant coach in Super Bowl II when they played mm-hmm. the Packers. He said the biggest fear for them in the lead-up to that was they thought they'd have to play the Cowboys, who he thought was the better team. He thought they were a more talented team, and they were on a hot roll. And what happens? They catch the damn ice bowl, you know. So they froze them down. And he said it sort of equalized the speed of both teams. He said, we catch the Packers. And he used that term, the Packers were a team of destiny. They wanted that for Lombardi, knowing it would be his last game. But he said, to be honest with you, I always thought with the Raiders that we had the better team. But he said, I don't know that we were ready to handle the pressures of Super Bowl Sunday. He said, I didn't think we handled that very well. And I think that's a big part of it, too. And, Jim, we've seen it that so many of these games have been blowouts. And I think sometimes it's, you know, you don't handle the two-week layoff back then, Jim, it was 1 week. You know, you played the championship game and you played the Super Bowl the following week. But today now it's 2 weeks, and it sort of sits in a little bit about, man, you know, this is the real McCoy here. This is the game. And so I'm wondering how the Eagles handle that, because I do know one thing. I agree with you. Overall, 1 through 53, Eagles are the best team. Eagles have the most talent, but at quarterback, Kansas City gets the big advantage. Coaching staff, head coach, they get the advantage. And special teams, which if it's close, I got to go with Kansas City here. That's why I'm not picking against Mahomes, because I don't want to lose my money. And I've seen way too many people say, this time, and I get where you're coming from with that, but it's so funny of hearing guys, even former Saints during the week, about how Sean Payton handled that week of Super Bowl prep so well to get them ready to play up against a team that had sort of walked down that football aisle before.
One thing I think, Mike, here's my intangible in the game. Everything you say, I agree with. And look, I will tell this. Here's my little caveat. This is probably the least amount of my own money that I'm betting on a Super Bowl since I started betting on a Super Bowl probably like 15 years ago. So hold that caveat. It shows you how I'm not over the top thinking Philly. I'm like right on the borderline. I'm betting basically just to have fun with it. But my intangible in this game is the fact that they were here 2 years ago. Okay, they were in this game 2 years ago, and they left with the most bitter of bitter taste. Sirianni and company, there's no question Andy Reid's a better coach than Nick Sirianni. It's not close. I don't think anyone's going to argue that. But the fact that they were here and they can use it as sort of a little bit of revenge, and the way they felt, I think, when they walked off the field, I think that is going to play a big role in this game. Obviously, Barkley wasn't a part of that, so it won't be as much of a revenge thing for him. But Jalen Hurts was, and so were a lot of these guys in the trenches. And I just think that they're going to be as focused as they've ever been. And I don't think that any team has played better in these playoffs than the Eagles have. And I think, again, from 2 years ago and losing 38-35 in a high-scoring game, I think that is going to be as big of a motivation factor as anything.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us here at the special edition of the second guest show, Super Bowl. And it was great seeing you during the week, getting a chance to talk and reminisce about some of those Super Bowls and things of the past, and also about the present, too. But the one thing I want in this game, I want it to be an exciting game. Because
yeah,
we've seen so many of these that we think are going to be close, and then they turn out to be blowout type games. I just want it to be close. But you know what? If you look at Kansas City's history, all these games are close.
Yeah,
every one of
they
them.
They are.
Everyone.
If this one's super close in the end and Mahomes has a chance to win, I'm going to probably start calling myself a dummy before it's even over.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, bud.
Anytime, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Jim Derry does a fantastic job. He's got the podcast. Datitude also writes for the Times-Picayune and also the Baton Rouge Advocate. When we come back, we'll have more second guests live right here from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. It's our special Super Bowl edition, and we'll have a lot more right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.